Okay, this past Shabbos was Parshas Vayigash. Pasuk says, we have the whole this whole petition of Yehuda to Yosef that Binyamin cannot possibly stay behind. That if they came back without Binyamin, that Yaakov would surely die. So, at this point, Yosef reveals himself to his brothers. Yosef said to his brothers, "Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef ha'oid avichai. Is my father still alive? His brothers could not answer him because they were shocked or they were confused before him." So the old Mefarshim ask, why did Yosef ask Ha'oid Avichai? Yehuda's entire petition here was all about Yaakov. That if Binyamin didn't come back, Yaakov would die. So obviously Yaakov is alive. What room is there for this question, Ha'oid Avichai? This past, about a week ago, actually it was Rosh Chodesh Tevis. When the person who had Hagba was did Hagba on the Sefer Torah, and he sat down, the one of the Atzei Chaim slipped out of his hand, and the Sefer Torah unraveled, and the Atzei Chaim hit the ground. Baruch Hashem, the parchment did not touch the ground, but the Atzei Chaim did hit the ground. So, nothing is coincidental, everything has a reason. And we need to know what the meaning of that is and what the message is, at least for my Kehila here. But I think it's a message for the Shaykh to everyone. It seems to me that if there is a lesson in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, I think there is a very strong message. And that is that even the greatest adversaries, if they would only communicate with each other in a soft-spoken, humble way, they would find out that they're brothers. Take a look at the beginning of Parshas Vayigash. Yehuda and Yosef are, at this point, the greatest enemies possible. Or at least Yehuda views it as such. And when Yehuda takes the initiative to speak with humility, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, Yehuda goes close to him, Vayyame Bi Adoini, but please don't be angry with me. Let me say something into your ears. By humbling himself to Yosef and speaking in a respectful and soft manner, All of the what seemed to be barriers fell away, and they realized that they're brothers. And the message for us is no less. And that is that we all have those, or even if there are those type of people in our lives, that we feel that we are worlds apart, if we would only take the initiative to communicate with humility and respect, we would find out that there really is brotherly love among us. And I think this is the message that Yaakov demanded of his. This is the lesson that Yaakov demanded of his children. We find in Parshas Vayechi, in this week's Parsha, the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim says that that when Yaakov was on his deathbed, Yaakov called in all of his children. So it came to the point that his children, that he demanded of his children, that they say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which means Shema Yisrael, hear Yisrael, which is Yaakov Avinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now, if you look into the Torah, so this is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is what Yaakov demanded of his children. Now, if you look into the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you'll see that the ayin of Shema is a big ayin. It's four times the size of other letters. And the same is with the Dalet of Echad. And perhaps the message of the big ayin and the big Dalet is that ayin represents the eye. And as we see in this week's parsha of Asima Eini Olav, I will place my eye upon him. That means, it means focus and attention. That's what ayin represents. Dalid represents the lowly. It comes from the word, Chazal say that the Dalid represents dal. It represents the lowly one. The message of Yaakov Avinu is that the ayin must be even on the Dalit, that those people that we usually look upon with lowliness, they are the Dalits of our they are our Dalits. Yaakov demands that our ayin should be even on the Dalits, that our eye should be focused and our attention should be even on those who, up until this point, we have looked down upon. The connection between the ayin and the dalid, between our focus and those who are looked down upon, the dalim, the connection is the vav, right? A vav is a letter that connects, vav amakasher. And you want to say this and this in Lashon Kodesh, you say Zeh Vazeh. The Vav connects one thing to the other. So the word Oid, which is Ayin Vav Dalid, represents the Vav connecting the Ayin to the Dalid. Which means, once again, our eyes focusing and paying attention even to those who are the Dalids in our lives, even those who are who we up till this point have looked down upon. And when Yosef saw the Mesiras Nefesh that Yehuda had for Binyamin, Yehuda, who was the Melech, who was the king, had for his youngest brother, the Achiv HaKotain, Yosef realized that the Shvatim had finally internalized this message of Yaakov Avinu, the message of Oid, of connecting the Ayin to the Dalit. And it's at that point that he proclaimed, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, HaOid Avichai, it seems to me like the Oid of our father is still alive. That connection of the Ayin and the Dalid is finally alive. Now, if you would take a look at the word Shema, after you remove the big ayin, what you're left is with the letters Shin Mem, which is Shum. And if you take a look at the word Echad, after you removed the big Dalid, you're left with Aleph Ches, which is Ach, brother. That's what they're saying is, what the message here is, that if one connects the Ayin and the Dalid, if one is able to focus even on the lowly ones in their life, they will realize that Sham Ach, that there is a brother there. That what they thought up until now is their adversary. What they thought until now is someone who is so distant from them. That really, once the Ayin is focused on the Dalid, once one's eye is focused even on that person who has been lowly, they will realize that Sham Ach, that there is a brother there. And this is what the Shvatim, the Shiftei Kah, found out as soon as they were willing to approach Yosef with a attitude of humility and respect. They realized that Sham Ach, they realized all of a sudden that they were brothers. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra that all the Sfarim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim do not require Atzei Chaim at all. They don't require to have a piece of wood that it's wrapped around. And even if it does have an Eitz Chaim, all it needs is one Eitz Chaim. Like we see by Megillas Esther, it's all one roll. It's not two rolls. Whereas the Sefer Torah is required to have two Atzei Chaim. Why is this? So it seems to me that the answer to this was in this past week's Haftorah. The pasuk says Yechezkel is relating a nevuah. It says, "Vayhi dvar Hashem elai lemor." The word of Hashem was to me, saying, "Va'ato ben Adam, and you, man, kach lecha etz achad, take for yourself one stick, one etz chaim, uchsoiv alav liYehuda v'Bnei Yisrael chavedav, and write upon it for Yehuda and Bnei Yisrael his friends, ulekach etz achad, and take another stick." The second Eitz Chaim, Uchsoiv alav liYosef, and write upon it to Yosef. So we have one stick, one Eitz Chaim represents Yehuda, the other Eitz Chaim represents Yosef. Says the pasuk, "Vekorav oisam echad al echad lechol le'etz echad," and bring them close together that they should be one stick. V'hayu la'achadim v'yadecha, they should be together in your hand. Yehuda and Yosef, the two greatest adversaries. Write them, Yehuda's one Eitz Chaim, Yosef is the other Eitz Chaim. Bring them together. In order for the Torah to have a kiyum among us, in order for the Sefer Torah to be written, they must be written upon two Atzei Chaim. One representing Yehuda, one representing Yosef, which seem to be the two greatest adversaries, and bring them together. It is only upon that type of situation that the Torah can be written. That seems to me that might be the reason why there are two Atzei Chaim. And therefore I told my Kehillah that if one Eitz Chaim fell to the ground, it seems to be an indication that the Achdus needs to be rectified. That we need to focus on our ayin, needs to be focused even on the Dalids. There needs to be Oid Avichai. The Oid of our father needs to be revived. The connection between the ayin and the Dalid. And by doing so, We will be zoicha to what is written after this in the Haftorah by bringing the two sticks together. It says in the Pasuk, Avdi David melech aleihem, my servant David will be king upon them. V'roya echad yalekulam, there will be one shepherd to all of them. V'vias Mashiach tidkeinu v'meirav yameinu. That's one word. I'll share with you one more.